All right, son. It's time to have that little talk and discussion. Your mother tells me you've been asking a couple questions that she wanted me to come and speak with you about. So first, I'd like to start with you asking any questions that you might have. So tell me what you know already. Okay, that's good. I'm glad that you found those. I'm glad you have that information. It's good to know. But here's what I really want to get into. This is the... Nope, I can't do it.
Come on! Don't bail from the bit!
When a man and a woman love each other very much, they decide and they make a conscious decision to have
children. Let's try it this way. Daddy, where do babies come from?
When a man and a woman love each other very much, they bang it out and out comes you.
I mean, how do you work the birds and the bees into that? I don't know. Ask me where babies come from. Let me see if I can do it.
Adam, where do babies come from?
My kid doesn't call me Adam. And they don't speak like that.
Dad, where do babies come from?
Well, son, that's something I've been meaning to talk to you about. Let's have a seat. You know, when two people love each other, when any two animals love each other, like take the birds and the bees, for example. They do something that, you know, I don't know how you can relate it to having kids. It makes no sense.
It doesn't. So I can't explain the birds
and
the bees.
I don't get it, dude.
It's impossible. Just not feasible.
Listen, take us to both of us. If anybody can call in randomly throughout the rest of the show, 571-354-7338.
In fact, for all future shows.
Yeah, we'll take...
Just call in and just start your birds and the bees talk.
Completely anonymously.
All on Luch
Talk
in the
morning. We'll take your call. We'll stop whatever we're talking about and we'll just go to you. And
you can't
you'll give
hijack
your,
Voice of One Wheel, but you can hijack this show.
Anytime you want. But you have to give your best birds and the bees because I want to see somebody do that successfully. I thought I was off to a good start and I have no idea how to relate that. I don't get it. So, feel free to do that anytime within this discussion. And also, something just happened in the social media lounge. It just tickled Belly and us. And it's amazing. Can't thank you guys enough.
Yes. Social media lounge, I always like to give you a little shout out when you guys are just amazingly awesome. So, we have a new listener in the social media lounge today. Will, welcome. It's a pleasure having you.
Newsflash.
Newsflash. Breaking news here at the social media lounge.
What's up, Will?
We've got a new guy joining us, and
but he's asking questions.
TTR Studios. He asks a question: what is TTR Studios? Which is a fine question to ask.
It's a perfect question to ask.
Just as I'm thinking about answering, I say, you know what? I'm going to let the social media lounge handle this because I know they're good enough. And of course, without a second's delay, they answer the question. They take care of it.
That's what I'm talking about, guys.
Thank you so much for caring that much.
Thank you for caring about us, knowing our backstory, and helping us. I welcome the new members as they get in there because we do our best to manage it, but obviously we're also doing a show here, so it really helps that you guys are just on board. Happy congratulations to your first show, Will H. Glad to have you on here, and everybody else, really. That's just another Christmas tree for you to spark. So, now, I've been talking differently to ladies, Belly, and it's working.
How you been speaking to him, Luch?
Here's a new rule. Just like my $20, no more spending. Jesus.
Making a lot of rules for yourself.
Yeah, it's good. I'm growing up, man. It feels good.
34 years later.
Yeah, exactly. No more exclamation points and no more smiley faces. I'm out.
All right.
I'm out. I'm very...
No exclamation points?
No exclamation... Try it, dude. It's hard. You kind of feel like a dick.
I tried, man. I guess I still use them.
Right? You're talking to your Bumble girl, right? You're talking to a girl on Bumble right now?
Tinder.
Tinder. See what happens if you alleviate all your exclamation points or emojis.
I haven't used too many.
No emojis either.
I don't use emojis.
That's good.
I'm not an emoji person.
I smiley face everywhere.
Yes, you do.
Because guys, listen, when you're writing in tone, I smiley face to the brides and grooms that ask me questions and emails. Because I'm selling my personality. And if I'm doing that through an email... Like, you're not going to realize what kind of a person I am through words on a page, no matter how I write them.
In fact, those dating apps all just added bitmojis in there. So you could add your personalized emoji.
I don't need that shit. I'm telling you. So, because it's good in bride situations and whatnot, and you would think that's good in dating. Show your personality, especially for somebody like me whose personality is way more attractive than his face.
Don't sell yourself short.
Thanks, bud. However, I don't think it works. I don't think women want to see that. I think they see that as like the pushover guy. They want the dominating guy on most of these apps. I'm not saying in real life. I'm just saying on the dating apps, the Tinders and the Bumbles, you see what happens if you write with nothing but periods and that's it.
I ask a lot of questions, but that may be just be the journalist in me.
I think questions is a good way to go because everybody wants to tell their own story.
Exactly.
But that's what you save for the date.
Well, I save
ask the questions on the date.
Oh, I do save some of that. I ask the questions to show that I'm interested in what they want. Like
you already swiped right. I know you're interested. That's what she's thinking.
Yeah.
You know, true. The connection's there, dude. Stop being a gentleman.
Set it up.
Stop thinking about the old school ways. And let's just talk about what we're doing here. Let's just get right to it. Periods, and that's it. No emojis, no smiling faces. I'll make jokes, but you're getting a period afterwards. And I'm telling you right now, it's changing the way that I'm getting responses. People are taking me more seriously for some reason.
Good.
Is that weird?
I wouldn't think it's weird, no. I mean, I think it's a direct way of...
It's
being direct.
Does the social media lounge write with, do you use smiley faces in your everyday emails? Emails to coworker. Are you smiley facing? Emails to a boss, can you drop a smiley face? I can get away with that.
I would say no in the work environment to keep the smiley face.
Where is the
emails.
Smiley face appropriate? Let's do this. Text between friends? Of course.
Of course.
Text between peer coworkers. I think yes.
Yes, it depends on what the conversation is. If it's about work, no. If it's about your boss, you better keep that smiley face.
If it's like, hey,
just off the phone.
If I'm your coworker and I'm like a female and I'm like, hey, do you have that report done? I need to get that into the boss by 2:00.
Yes, no smiley face.
You don't see do you see a problem with me saying, yep, I'll have it to you soon, smiley face?
No, yeah, that's no.
Why not? Let's all just lighten up.
That's a no for me.
That's how I'm finishing that email.
That's a no.
100%.
Next, you're going to send a winky face.
If I like her. Huggies. Yeah, but obviously to a boss, no. Right?
Boss, no. Keep your work emails profesh. Professional, man. Keep them professional.
What about to like your child?
Have a great day, smiley face.
I'm sure.
You should put that in their lunchbox. Put emojis on their lunchbox.
To your spouse?
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Definitely emojis in the spouse. The spouse.
Yeah, keep emoji games strong.
Well, you're all about keeping the spark in a relationship. That's kind of been a theme of what you've been saying lately. And like, keep your date nights. 10 years in, who cares? Go on dates.
Go on dates. Do something together that's just you two.
So how do you do that as a married couple?
I know it's hard.
Do you have to...
Really hard.
What would you do? You're not married, so let's speak.
I'm not. I have no idea.
But that's where it's good because I think somebody who is married might be able to like be like, oh yeah, good idea, Belly. Let's see you try that. But I'm curious if that's like how if you set a night, Friday night's date night, and then you have kids, that's gone. You never get to just pick a night and then go with it every week. And I'm sure that it ends up being whatever night we have free, and then eventually whatever night you have free, you just want to relax. Mm-hmm. So I get that. Like, I got to be honest with you. I kind of don't want to go to Float Life Fest. I know.
Gasp.
It's the same thing as saying I kind of don't want to go out on a date tonight. Of course I want to go out on a date with my wife. Of course I want to go to Float Life Fest. But the way that the logistics are working out, it's going to be like 6 hours of driving to stay in a hotel room so that I can be there on Thursday, DJ all until the end of the night on Thursday until Friday morning, and then sleep 4 hours and then drive 7 hours home before the weekend even starts anyway. And you know what? It'd be a fucking blast if I do it.
Yeah.
I'd have a blast.
Just a very memorable experience meeting all the people that, I mean, listen to our show. I mean, the people.
You know how badly I want to see all these people and meet all these people? Mm-hmm. You know how badly I want to go out on a date with my wife? Maybe get a little handsy afterwards? It's the same thing. It's so easy to just be like, yeah,
good
but
old fashioned.
An OTHPP, whatever it is.
OTPH job.
There it
come
is. Over the pants hand job. But it's so easy to just be like, nah, I'd rather stay home. Even though you know if you went on the date, you're getting your OTPHJ.
I don't want to tell you why I'm laughing. I'll tell you after the show.
That's fine. I have a feeling I know why you're laughing so hard.
Good.
Which, yes, is behind the scenes. However, it's the same thing. You know, if I go to Float Life Fest and I put myself through the 14 hours of driving in 3 days or whatever, you know, I'm gonna have an awesome time that I'll remember forever.
Yeah.
So sometimes you just got to kind of kick yourself in the ass. So can we come up with a word to say, I like that. It's a really good way. I used to do it in special ed all the time. Just a word to say to click your brain into, all right. Like, remember when I said fluffernutter anytime I said, Belly, yell fluffernutter anytime my tone gets bad when I'm talking about future motion. And he would, and then it would just make me smile and I would just kind of calm down. So anytime you're feeling like you're in a rut or you're turning down something that you know is a good idea, just because you feel like staying home might be a better idea. Can we come up with a word? What do we think?
Or a phrase?
I would say, I like fluffernutter just because it's funny. Do you want to just go with fluffernutter?
I mean, fluffernutter is a great one, but I mean, it could be a phrase I think everyone has their own kind
Jasmo.
Of...
Jasmo's good.
Let's rock this shit.
Yeah. Yeah, Jasmo.
Jasmo.
Jasmo will be your word. No. Anytime you feel like you want to just stay home because it'd be better than going out, especially with somebody you care about, Jasmo.
What is this Jasmo?
It's just a word that they'll remember. It's just a word. It means nothing other than, hey, remember what we were talking about this one time? It'll be worth it if you put the effort out. Once you get there, you're going to love it. Just get your shoes on. Jasmo.
Social Media Lounge says strap it on.
Pots!
Touchdown! For the Social Media Lounge.
Jasmo sucks. Social Media Lounge is way funnier than I am. Strap it on is now what you will say.
No one's saying Jasmo, bro.
Dude, I like Jasmo. I came up with Spigga. That was a word. Nope. Spigga was a word that I used with my girlfriend to say I more... Because love wasn't enough.
I don't like that word.
Spigga.
Yeah, it's not good enough.
Well, I know. Are you thinking racial things with that word?
It's too close.
Is that too close for you? Is that where you're going? Why you look so uncomfortable right now?
It's too close.
Look, I was pretty special.
And saying it out loud makes, in public, someone could...
No. I was very special growing up, and what I mean by that is I used to make
noise. Jazz no.
Jazz no!
Touchdown again. Yeah. Social Media Lounge.
Boom.
Crushing it today.
When I say I was very special growing up, I don't mean in an awesome way. I mean I was very special ed growing up.
Jazzmo over Spigga. They're just dropping people's elbows in the Social Media Lounge today.
People's elbows? Nice. Yep. The Rock. No, I used to make noises, guys, to the point where my mom literally one time, I used to go all the time. I would just walk around because that feels really good on my throat. And then when I start teaching special ed, I didn't realize that that's what's called stimming. You're getting stimulation on a feeling in your throat. You'll see kids doing this because they're looking at the light go through their fingers. It's causing extra stimulation to your brain. But I used to say words. I used to come up with words and just spig up all the time. You hear me say some weird ass stuff randomly. We had a joke about that yesterday.
Yeah, you're like a Sims character. You speak in Sims tones.
I just randomly will just blurt things out. And Belly is like, you blurt out some weird things. And then I randomly just said, yeah, it's just overflow in my brain. There's no more room for it.
Yeah.
And he started cracking up, but it's true. Because I will just randomly just speak up. And that was something. Now, not
Bob's gonna be Bob.
Just start scatting with words.
Scooting.
And so, no, it had nothing to do with racial anything.
Blabadoop.
Blabadook would be great. But I like strap it on. Anytime you're feeling lazy and you don't want to go out, just tell yourself to strap it on.
Your helmet, of course.
By the time you get your shoes on, you're ready to go. You're ready to go. Social Media Lounge.
Lace it up.
For the win today. For the win today. Jasmo. I love you guys. Let's get out of here. It's been a fun show.
Jasmo.
Thank you guys so much for hanging out and your time and your efforts today. You really killed the show. The Social Media Lounge was the guest today from the Santa Monica Newsroom, and we appreciate you. Belly, we gotta go. It's time to say goodbye to the people.
Guys, it's been a wonderful week as always. The weather outside is beautiful, hopefully, where you are today. If it is, get outside, enjoy the sun, see some friends, drink some beer, and strap it on.
Very nicely done. Thank you, Belly, and everybody in the Social Media Lounge, from Maddie Potts and everybody here at TTR Studios. We love you. We respect you. Maddie Potts will be back on Wednesday, and of course, Voice of One Wheel with Rowdy Burton on Tuesday. We're excited to do that one, so just join us then. Have a wonderful weekend from everybody here. It's Looch Dog in the Morning.
Brought to you by TTR Studios.